This is Earth Notes. The West's pioneer spirit characterizes not only many of the region's people, but also some of its plants. And a trio of pioneer species, collectively called fire mosses, known on every continent, may prove an excellent tool for repairing burned-over lands on the Colorado Plateau. Walking a trail one day, Chris Ives noticed blankets of fire moss thriving in the White Mountains of eastern Arizona just a few months after the massive Wallow Fire in 2011. This sparked an idea. Might these unassuming plants be employed in restoration after forest fires? For his graduate work at Northern Arizona University, Ives conducted greenhouse and field experiments with fire mosses, learning the optimal conditions for their growth and how they could be applied on the ground after a fire. He discovered that they take well to bare soils heavy with ash and seem to fare best on moister north-facing locations at higher elevations. Once they colonized a site, fire mosses help slow erosion and hold water. As a result, they kickstart a succession of grasses, shrubs, and trees in the most severely burned areas. Because they colonize quickly after a fire and could be applied over wide areas, these mosses may be cost-effective accomplices in restoration efforts. Just when to plant them for best results remains a question. But the idea of cooperating with these often overlooked plants appeals to Ives, a wildland firefighter himself. He sees them as the ultimate pioneer species, tough as they come and ready to do hard work on the land. Earth Notes is produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Tristan Klum.